Opinion. Study to Start Your Own Business by Pumlani Majorzi. I'm electing to write about the importance of business and business growth this week because it's my strong belief that to surmount the challenges of South Africa's skyrocketing rates of joblessness and dismal economic growth, stronger business productivity will be key. When I talk about business, some people tend to think that I only talk about big corporations that, in quotes, exploit people and damage the environment for profit. Not really. I'm mostly talking about small to medium enterprises in townships and in small and big towns across South Africa. All kinds of pro-growth policies must be adopted so that these SMEs can rapidly grow and contribute to South Africa's economic progress. Their rapid growth will address many of the fundamental socio-economic problems that our nation faces. The importance of business as a tool to reduce poverty should not only be understood by the political elite and technocrats. Private citizens must also understand why business growth will save South Africa. The importance of business as a tool to reduce poverty should not only be understood by the political elite and technocrats. Private citizens must also understand why business growth will save South Africa. If citizens understand the importance of business, then they will pressure politicians to do what is right to boost entrepreneurship in the country. What we must do as South Africans is first to believe in the power of the market. This is where people produce, buy and sell. Efficient markets with very limited growth intervention will help with business growth in South Africa. Now, we tend to think that each and every one of us must be employed by a firm or company. We must now see ourselves as job creators, because let's be honest, the African National Congress is failing on the job creation front, partly because the party is led by people who know nothing about how to grow the economy and create wealth. Nevertheless, despite the party's bad policies on many fronts, we must strive to be entrepreneurs for the betterment of our lives. Government's purpose at this point, as we recover from the lockdowns, must be to allow and encourage business to be at the forefront of business productivity. Now, some will ask, but when business has been decimated over the past year of lockdown, how will this happen? Well, it's been tough for business, no doubt about that. The government must remove regulations, reduce taxes, and in collaboration with the private sector, help with funding where necessary. It is the government that locked down the country over the past year, and therefore it must provide funding to businesses that were damaged. Hence, I supported the 200 billion rand COVID-19 loan guarantee system by President Cyril Ramaphosa's government last year. It would be ignorant of us to talk about the importance of stronger business productivity and not mention Eskom's damaging persistent power outages. Business cannot function with the ongoing power outages. This power problem is a problem that must be blamed on the ANC. Why do I keep mentioning the ANC? Because it is the governing party with the mandate to manage South Africa's economy. The ANC is expected to craft and implement policies that boost entrepreneurship and business productivity. Given that reality, the party has two options: either pursue policies that will expand the economy or pursue counterproductive policies. What we must remind ourselves of is that we are competing with other countries amongst the major emerging markets. Our businesses must compete in the global market. Hence, it is important that our business must grow and become stronger. Last July's riots caused much damage to the people's business in Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal. It is very important to highlight that law and order is a prerequisite to build businesses that thrive and are competitive. Business people want to feel safe. Effective law and order is the government's responsibility. We all need to invest in entrepreneurship. It will take dedication and accountability to grow South Africa's business and for us to be an entrepreneurial society. The strong drive in entrepreneurship also needs to be visible in schools so that young people can understand that they don't have to study to work for other people in their lifetime. They can study to start their own businesses. The entrepreneurship initiative needs both private citizens and the government, with citizens holding the government accountable.